What are the role and duties of blood bank officer? There should be direct supervision by this blood bank officer over all immune hematological problems in blood banking. If there is any immune hematological problem, it is the direct supervision of the blood bank officer should be there to look into the matter, to analyze the thing, to prevent it next time, and as far as possible, first time also it should not occur. He has to look into that. He should be responsible for checking quality control of all the reagents that are used in the blood bank, and whatever methodology they are adopting, he has to see to it that the structure, process, outcome, all the quality indicators that are likely to be taken care of, he should be taking care of everything. He is responsible for performing investigation for hemolytic transfusion reaction. If any hemolytic transfusion reaction occurs, it is a responsibility of blood bank officer to analyze that, investigate that, to treat that patient and to prevent it further in future. He has to do the investigation of HIV and other communicable diseases under his direct control and supervision as per Drug and Cosmetics Act 1945. He has to see to it that whatever blood is collected, it does not have HIV. In case HIV is positive, he has to discard that by proper procedure. He is responsible for medical inspection of blood donors before bleeding. A blood bank officer should scrutinize each and every blood donor before collecting blood from the blood donor. He should be very thorough about the knowledge about the criteria of selecting the right kind of blood donor by taking proper history of the patient. It should not be from the family or from the professional donor. It should be a voluntary donor as far as possible, because it is less likely that he will be having the problems of transmissible diseases by transfusion. Secondly, he has to see to it that all the criteria of age between 18 to 60, the hemoglobin above 12.5, not having any scars, tattooing, etc. done, so that there are less likelihood of he suffering from HIV or hepatitis B, etc. So, he has to organize blood donation camps in various locations periodically and ensure that there is an adequate stock of each blood group, including negative blood groups. As we know, the O negative blood group, B negative blood group especially are very, very scarce. So he has to conduct multiple periodic blood donation camps so that all kinds of blood groups, including negative blood groups, are available whenever the patient needs it. He is responsible for smooth functioning of blood bank at all times, that is 24/7. If needed, he should come from home even in the middle of the night to check and to see to it that all the quality processes, quality control, quality assurance is taken care of as far as the blood bank functioning is concerned. As far as the pharmacy services is concerned, it is one of the very important technical services of the hospital. As we know, when we talk about the patients coming to the hospital, the ultimate aim of the patient is cure of the disease. And for that, once the diagnosis is made, they require various kinds of treatment in the form of drugs, injections, blood, etc. So ultimately, it is the pharmacy department which is very, very essential for the hospital. And apart from the requirement for the patient, for a hospital, if we see pharmacy department also is very, very important in the form of it gives the maximum revenue to the hospital. So it is usually managed by professionally competent, that means those who have done the degree of M.Pharm, B.Pharm, etc. and having a good 15-20 years of experience. They are professionally competent, they are legally qualified pharmacists, that means under statute, whatever requirement is required for the pharmacist, based on his qualification and experience, etc., it is there with them. It ensures constant supply of drugs at an economical price for the treatment of the sick. All the sick patients who are coming, they require treatment and they require drugs, and we have to see to it that they are getting the drugs at an economical rate, so that many of the poor patients also are not going to be adversely affected by the tremendous increase in the drug rates that are going up day by day. 20% of the hospital cost, if we consider, it is in the drugs, injections, IV fluids, etc. And there are 50% of the material budget, if we see, it is for the medicines. It is the busiest and the most therapeutic facilities, if we consider, because each and every patient in the OPD, usually they are prescribed some or the other drugs. Each and every indoor patient, they are going to get some or the other drugs, IV fluids, etc. So it is one of the most busiest and one of the most important therapeutic facility, if we see, it is the pharmacy department. It is the highest revenue earner for the hospital, because if we consider the bed charges and other things, it is not going to be that much, because the place itself is so costly in the metropolitan cities, and the majority of the hospitals are there in metropolitan cities. The doctor's charges, naturally the doctors are going to take away. The lab charges, technicians are going to take part of it. So ultimately it is one of the maximum earning, if we see, it is through these medicines. Qualified personnel, we need all the qualified personnel to take care of this. There are modern facilities available and sensible budgeting, and support of medical and administrative staff is required to run the pharmacy department smoothly. So, important aspect of pharmacy department is material management, inventory management, minimum of pilferage, cost optimization. So, let's understand the classification of pharmacy services in a hospital. There can be community pharmacy, where it is open to community. It's for OPD, it's for any of the patients in and around who are treated by other doctors also, they can come and collect the medicines from their pharmacy. Hospital pharmacy is mainly for the hospital patients, for indoor patients and outdoor patients treated by them. Veterinary pharmacy is basically for kind of animals who are being treated in a veterinary hospital, where the drugs required by animals are sold. Then there is clinical pharmacy, where lot of clinical trials are done and medicines are given. Compounding pharmacy, where some of the medicines are prepared by the compounders, like syrups, the liquids, the ointments, etc. Consultant pharmacy is a pharmacy where only consultation is given regarding any queries by the patient, the doctors, etc., regarding what are the drug interactions, what are the dosages required, what are the mode of transmission, bioavailability of the drugs, etc. Military pharmacy is basically for military people. Nuclear pharmacy is for using the nuclear medicine. And internet pharmacy is through internet. We can ask the medicines through internet and the delivery will be done at your home, which is one of the important aspect of today's pharmacy, because most of the things are now. So the last but not the least is internet pharmacy, which is very common in today's world, because most of the things are being sold by internet nowadays. So even the medicines, the injections can be sold by internet pharmacy, and the patients are placing an order on the internet and they are getting it home delivery, where they pay, or they are paying it through debit card or credit card. Now let's understand where the pharmacy should be located. What are the various factors to be taken into consideration while we think about the location of the pharmacy department? One is flow of the outpatient traffic. How many number of OPDs, outpatient departments, you have got for specialties, super specialties, etc., and what is the normal flow of the outpatient department, whether the OPDs are running morning, afternoon, evening also, or whether it is only in one time. So based on the flow of outpatient traffic, one should decide where the pharmacy department should be located. Then flow of the drugs into pharmacy, how many drugs are normally utilized in the hospital based on the type of specialties and super specialties, based on the type of patients being treated as inpatients in the hospital. So what are the various flow of drugs into pharmacy department, then flow of drugs from the pharmacy to the inpatient wards, how many inpatient wards are full, what all specialties are there for the inpatient wards, and how these drugs are to be sent to the inpatient wards based on the modus operandi of that, based on the policies decided by the chief pharmacist, the hospital superintendent, the infection control committee if required, etc. Then what are the needs to future expansion based on the strategic planning of the hospital, how much future expansion you want, and accordingly you can decide the location of the pharmacy department, because if we want to expand it too much and suppose you don't have so much of place in the ground floor, then maybe you may have to either get an annex wing or you can have on some other floor where enough of space is available for expansion of these services, or you can have satellite kind of pharmacy department, central department and part of it on the ground floor for the OPDs. So what are the different functional areas of hospital pharmacy? One is supply of drugs. As we know, they have to compound some of the liquids like carminative mixture, cital liquid, cough syrup, etc. Earlier days it was more common, but nowadays many of these are available ready made or trade names are there. So directly companies are giving us, so not much of compounding is needed in today's world, but we have to compound and dispense, which eliminate the possibility of spurious drugs, whereby some of the generic drugs earlier were not having proper quality control and some spurious drugs were also being given. So one has to avoid that. For that, if you can yourself compound and dispense the drugs, it is better. So setup of required equipment may be needed if you want to produce your own drugs for your hospital. Then filling up of special prescriptions based on the requirement of the various consultants. Then manufacturing of drugs according to standard physical as well as chemical procedures such as filtration, distillation, titration, etc. So based on the various kinds of chemicals used to produce some of the drugs, where you may need various kinds of physical processes or electrostatic processes for filtration, titration, distillation, etc., you have to use the labels for them, you have to write directions on the containers, how many times a person is supposed to take that drug, whether it is before meals, after meals and all. You have to store the biological products and you have to rotate the stocks to prevent wastage of these drugs. Storage and dispensing of narcotics, as per the Narcotics Act, you have to store it in proper environmental conditions, in proper legal procedures, and biological products, you have to monitor it, evaluate it, and you have to see to it that the quality assurance is there for all the kinds of products that are there in the pharmacy department. You have to estimate the demand of these drugs, IV fluids, etc., and establish specifications for drug procurement from the distributor of these drugs. Now, what are the roles and functions of hospital pharmacy? One is, you should have first the demand estimation. That means, first you should know what is the demand of various drugs, injections, IV fluids, blood and blood products, etc., based on the type of specialties you are having, based on the number of patients on an average, your average length of stay of the patients, based on the number of patients that are there, say 80% of the beds are occupied usually or not. So based on all that, first you should estimate how much demand is required for the various drugs and the various fluids. Then you have to purchase these from the, after inviting three tenders for these who are qualified, whose past performance is good, who are already providing such drugs and IV fluids, etc., to other hospitals. So after knowing the quality of your suppliers, you have to purchase this, you have to receive this, then store these drugs, compound it, dispense it to various patients, either indoor or outdoor patients, and finally distribute all the pharmaceutical items that you have got in your pharmacy department. You have to see to it that all the drugs that you are having, their quality assurance has to be perfect. Then you have to compile, store, disseminate all the drug information to the medical professionals so that those doctors, specialists, super specialists, when they are writing these drugs, they should know exactly what are the chemical compounds in these drugs, whether some new drugs have come, what are the physical properties, chemical properties, what are the drug interactions that can occur. So you have to compile, store and disseminate all the kind of drug information that you have got as an expert in pharmacy, and then give it to the and then discuss it with medical professionals. You have to participate in various continuing medical education programs so that you are updating your knowledge, and then with your updated knowledge you are imparting this to various doctors in the form of specialists, super specialists and all. You have to supply of drugs in intensive care units, operation theaters, emergency as well as indoor patients. So you have to have the proper program laid out, what kind of supply method you are going to use for the indoor patients, whether it will be every week you are going to have the same number of drugs and then take the drugs that are already remaining there. So different kind of methods are there, or whether only when they are requisitioning, only those drugs are being supplied by you. So, and in between also you have to regularly monitor whether the expiry date medicines are not there or. Then dispense the drugs to outpatients also, because there are a lot of outpatient departments in a hospital and all of them practically will need some of the other drugs. So you have to have the separate pharmacy department which is nearby the outpatient department preferably, so that it is convenient to the patients, and you have to see to it that all kinds of consultations that are done in these outpatient departments, all the drugs written by these consultants should be available with your pharmacy department. You have to provide therapeutic drug monitoring services by having the quality assurance procedures. You have to serve as member of hospital formulary or therapeutic committee to see to it that the rational use of antibiotics are done by all the consultants in your hospital. You have to keep abreast of latest drugs available all over the world. You should know what are the banned drugs so that you should not keep those drugs, and inform these banned drugs to the consultants working in your hospital so that they are not going to prescribe these drugs. You have to comply with Drug and Cosmetics Act as per the requirement of FDA, and you should regularly do the patient education and counseling program also, so that when the patients are taking these drugs, they should know the importance of these drugs, their dosages, their proper storage mechanisms, their whether they are supposed to be stored in a refrigerator, in which department, or whether it can be kept in AC, or whether it can be kept in outside temperature. You have to teach and train the pharmacy students who are coming to your hospital periodically and update their knowledge, and they should get the degree from your pharmacy college based on the experience they are gaining here. So maybe a kind of assignment can be there in your hospital for these pharmacy students. So as far as the staffing is concerned, it can be based on the number of beds in the hospital. If the beds are 50, then 3 number of pharmacists are enough. If they are up to 100, then 5. Up to 200, then 8. Up to 300 is 30, and up to 500 you should have 15 number of pharmacists, so that they can proficiently take care of the drug requirement needs of all the patients in OPD as well as in IPD, casualty, ICU, everywhere. Now let's understand how the organization chart is there for the pharmacy department. At the top is the director or dean or the medical superintendent. Under him there is a director of pharmaceutical services. Under him there is a pharmacy in charge, and under him there are dispensing and distribution of drugs, some deform or deform people are there who are going to be there for dispensing and distribution of drugs, while some of them will be looking after the manufacturing of the drugs, some of them will be looking after the quality control of all the drugs, some people will be looking after the drug monitoring and drug information services to the patients, to the consultants, to the outside community, while some of them will be looking after the medical records of all the drugs distributed by them, the compounding done by them, and some of the other miscellaneous duties of procuring, tendering, inventory management, how best to have the quality assurance and all. And under dispensing, there can be indoor as well as outdoor, that means indoor patients, separate people are going to look after, and outdoor patients, separate people are going to look after. So physical facilities, if we see, as we know, it should be near OPD as far as possible if there are OPD services. For 100 beds, you can have 10 square feet per bed, that much floor area for a pharmacy department. For 200, 6 square feet per bed, and if it is more than 200 beds, then 4 square feet per bed is enough for a pharmacy department. The design dispensing area should be there near the OPD and at the other place at the center. There should be a sufficient place for waiting for the patients. There should be sufficient number of counters so that there is a not very long queue for only one counter, or you can there display that OPD number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 can come here, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 can come here, like that. Then there should be storage of drugs where sufficient number of drugs are kept in a proper way, where LIFO, FIFO principles can be, inventory management principles can be taken care of, regular monitoring of the expiry date of the drugs can be taken care of. Platform for writing and recording should be there, whereby they can write what all drugs are given, how many dosage are given and all that, and keep a proper record. There can be ILR for the some of the storage of the drugs which are required in the to be kept in very low temperatures. Storage for volatile materials also, they should be separate, and there should be a room for pharmacist where he can do his duties and have some comfortable place to sit also. There can be preparation area where bulk compounding can be done, where packaging and labeling of the drugs can be done, where they are writing which drug it is or which liquid or the syrup it is, where they are writing exactly what are the dosages to be taken, 1-3 times a day or twice a day, or whether it is before breakfast, after breakfast, etc. And there can be clinical sinks where they can put the drugs and the patient can easily take away those drugs. The administrative area, you should have a proper reception area, the secretary's office who will guide the patients where to go, where all the drugs will be given, where the IV fluids will be given, etc. There should be chief pharmacist room, there should be a waiting area for patients, there should be a conference room where they can give health education talks to the patients, to the community, to their own pharmacy students, and if required to the doctors regarding drug interactions and other things, or the latest developments or quality assurance and all. There can be separate lockers for the staff and toilet for the staff. Of course, separate toilet should be there for males and female pharmacists. There should be storage area where there is a bulk storage, then there is a sub storage, and there is a separate storage area for narcotic drugs. There are some stationary items, forms, ledgers, etc., kept in a properly stacked manner, neat, clean, and easily accessible things should be available. The floors should be resilient because some of the drugs can by chance fall on the floor and it can lead to stains. So it should be resilient, it should be cool, it should be able to easily clean, and it should be acid resistant as well because some of the drugs can be acidic. Walls, the surface should be smooth, it should be washable so that regular washing can be done and the hygienic conditions can be there. Preferably one should use the light colors so that the proper light is available while reading the prescriptions of doctors and giving the drugs and explaining this to the patients. The equipments can be prescription case and drug stock cabinets can be there where properly they are kept in order. The acid proof sinks should be there. The thermometers can be there. Firefighting equipment should be of course there, because finally there are chemicals, there are stationaries. Firefighting should be, equipment should be ready. Anytime there is a fire, they should be able to take care of that, and mock drill should be done. The graduated flasks, funnels and beakers should be there so that they can measure the various kinds of liquids, drugs. Computer printer, UPS, CDs, standby generator, etc. should be ready with the pharmacist so that they can use it whenever needed. The work tables and counters for manufacturing solutions should be of the ergonomic design. The weighing scales should be there, which are regularly calibrated, and annual maintenance contract is given for all those. Refrigerators should be again having the thermometer inside, and regular monitoring of that should be done so that you know exactly at what temperature what drugs, chemicals, vaccines, etc. are kept. There should be pestle and mortar in preparation of the compounding of some of the materials required for some of the drugs. There should be enough number of shelves, almirah, cupboards, lockers for narcotic drugs with proper safe storage. There should be sufficient number of chairs, benches, stool, table lamps, etc. so that the staff of the pharmacy department are very comfortable while performing their duties, and if required, even some of the relatives of the patients can sit there. Hospital formulary committee, the various members, one is medical superintendent should be a chairman of hospital formulary committee. The HOD of pharmacy should be the secretary. Members from clinical disciplines, all kinds of physicians, surgeons, obstetric and gynecologist, pediatrician, ophthalmologist, ENT surgeon, and if you have got super specialist, then even the neurophysicians and retina specialists and other clinical disciplines you should have should be the members of this. And there should be pharmacy department who will be taking regularly, all many of the pharmacists should be taking care of this kind of formulary committee. Then nursing superintendent also should be one of the important member of this, because they are the people who are managing the drugs to be given to the inpatient department and all. And there should be a purchase officer or material manager who should be one of the important member of this committee, because it is his inputs which gives us the latest drugs available at the cost which is the right for it, optimal cost. So cost benefit analysis he will do. He will ask for the very, very expert opinion he can give regarding the right kind of suppliers. Their quality assurance, he will see to it that it is there, so that when our hospital is ISO approved, NABH approved, whatever suppliers are there, they also should be having the right kind of quality standards maintained. The role of hospital formulary committee is to advise the clinicians as well as hospital administration in all the matters of drug usage, whether the drugs are to be given, at what time, the drug interactions, the separate for OPD and inpatient, what is the method of giving the drugs to the inpatients. Development and publication of formulary, you have to develop proper formulary for all the hospital consultants, and they are supposed to write drugs from this formulary only, and you have to publish this formulary to review all the adverse drug reactions that can occur, whichever drugs are being used in the hospital. So whether when you are combining two or three drugs, what are the adverse reactions that can occur in a particular patient, that also the doctor who is prescribing should know. Quality assurance in pharmacy has to be perfect to help purchase manager in development of specifications of drug. When purchase manager is going to ask for the drug procurement, he is not the expert in the specifications of the drug. So the pharmacy director is supposed to help purchase manager to delineate what all specifications he should write in the purchase request. And when the purchase order comes, he has to check all those specifications. To devise measures to check misuse and pilferage in hospital pharmacy. As we know, cost of the drugs is very high as far as the material management is concerned in the hospital. So one has to see to it that there is cost optimization and there is no pilferage of these drugs, otherwise lot of money is wasted from the hospital budget. So how the distribution system should be there? One is by requisitioning system, whereby when the requisition is given by the indoor ward by the nurse of the ward, staff nurse, then according to those requisition forms which are filled up, they are then replaced or given by the pharmacy department. Other is power level transport or topping up system, whereby every week they go up with the all the drugs and then they top up whichever is utilized already in the ward. Then there is a unit dose method, where every time you go you give a fixed quota of the drugs as a unit dose method. And there is a total supply card exchange system, whereby you are taking away the previous drugs that are present in the indoor patient and you are replacing that with the new set of drugs, so that it's a kind of total exchange. It's a kind of supply card exchange system, whereby the monitoring of the drugs is proper, whereby the expiry date of the drugs can be taken care of, etc. So let us understand some of the managerial issues that are there in running the pharmacy department in a hospital. One is, you have to control the cost of drugs. As we have said, that 50% of the materials in the hospital, material cost, if you consider, it is the drug cost. So it is very, very essential that you have to control the cost of drugs. You have to effectively utilize all the staff that is there in the pharmacy department, so that there also it's a cost involvement. Control of pilferages, there should not be any stealing of these drugs. Injections should be administered in the hospital, and you have to take care of the disposable of these injections in a proper way by needle burning, cutting of the disposable syringe and putting those needles in a hypo solution in a puncture proof container. Issue of medicines for a limited period can be given by the pharmacy department. There can be restricted access to the availability of the drugs in the pharmacy department, then it will be difficult for the clinicians to run. Issue of medicines only against written orders. Usually the pharmacists are insisting that issue of medicine will be only against the written orders, which is a very good practice. But unfortunately, many of the clinicians in the hurry, they say, just telephonically they tell that just send these drugs, and then becomes they forget at times to put the requisition, and then there will be a problem of the audit and all. So as far as possible, one has to issue the medicine against the written orders only. At times there can be out of stock drugs if the purchasing manager is not keeping an eye on the order reorder level and all properly, or there can be obsolescence, where some of the drugs which were used by some of the consultants now are not used because those consultants have left the hospital, or somehow the new drugs have come up whereby the old drugs are of not much use. So one should be always careful about these things. Then there can be substandard or spurious drugs from some of the pharmaceutical companies outside. So one has to be very careful about the quality of the drugs that are being supplied by the distributors to you. There can be, you have to look into the customer satisfaction aspect, because ultimately quality is maintained, then only the customer will be satisfied. Customer is God for us, so you have to see to it that take regular feedback from them, take the surveys and see to it that the customer satisfaction occurs thoroughly. You should have proper cold storage available for the various drugs based on the requirement of the storage of those drugs. You should maintain the records properly, so that there is no question of any mismatch of that, no question of any pilferage occurring and all that. And there should be multiple people, multiple level you can have the check. You should computerize the medicines as far as possible, so that accuracy of the records data will be there, and anytime you need proper reporting done, you can always get it very easily. Evaluation of pharmacy service should be done periodically to see to it that the structure, the process, the output, all these things are properly maintained, and monitoring of that should be done, and finally inventory control, because store of the medicines is there in the pharmacy department. There is a lot of inventory in the form of medicines, liquids, some chemicals, some stationery items, etc. in the pharmacy department. You have to manage all that in a proper way. You have to see to it that economic order quantity is asked for, and there are certain vital drugs, essential drugs, which you have to keep in case there is a chance of expiry also. You have to keep it. You can't say that because they are rarely used, I'll ask whenever it is needed, but then in case of emergency you can't get it at the right time. So you have to consider ABC analysis as well as the essential, desirable and vital drugs also, VED analysis. So as far as the inventory control of drugs is concerned, you have to consider the various inventory control measures which are used by the experts in this field. Thank you.